Now, I want to read verses 1. I think I'll read down through verse 3, and I'm going to read from my translation again. I don't recommend it, but we are giving you the literal. And there came one of the seven angels that had the seven bowls and spoke with me, saying, Come hither, I will show thee the judgment of the great harlot that sitteth upon many waters, with whom the kings of the earth committed fornication, and they that dwell in the earth were made drunken with the wine of her fornication. And he carried me away in the spirit into a wilderness, and I saw a woman sitting upon a scarlet-colored wild beast, full of names of blasphemy, having seven heads and ten horns. Now, as we come here to this great harlot riding the wild beast, and it's frightful. That beast, by the way, is the Roman Empire that will be brought back together again by Antichrist. And I think with the assistance of a false church, that is a system that will be made up, I think, of folk from all groups. To try to label this one group, I think, has been a mistake on the part of some in the past. Now, this is the great harlot, and I do not have words to describe how frightful this picture is here. Now, the church of Thyatira only permitted Jezebel to teach, but the apostate church of the great tribulation is a harlot more frightful than was Jezebel. And it is a church that's made up of church members who are not believers, are of the body of Christ, and this is the group that enters the great tribulation. Now we're told certain things about her, that she sitteth upon many waters. Now that means great masses of people and nations. It will control pretty well the world. And the kings of the earth committed fornication. Shows that there is an unholy alliance between church and state during that period. May I say this, that this movement today of bringing all religions together, in my book, it's not of God. It certainly falls into the pattern of this false church that is to appear and isn't even dignified here by the name of church. It's going to call itself, I'm sure, a church, but it's not. And I believe that this movement is more dangerous to our own country than communism is. I believe it's more dangerous than the new morality is. And I believe it's more dangerous today than any other movement. I think it is the number one dangerous movement today. This is going to be a power block that'll dazzle the unthinking mob. And they'll come under the influence of the wild beast out of the sea, the wild beast out of the earth. Now they're made religious alcoholics. You see, when you reject the genuine, you are wide open for the spurious. And that is the thing that Paul said to the Thessalonians, that having rejected the love of the truth, they will believe the big lie. And so this cup of judgment will be pressed to the lips of the harlot. And who's going to destroy her? Well, the beast himself. You see, the Antichrist and the false prophet, they don't want her around because Antichrist wants to be worshipped. And he doesn't want competition. And this church will at least talk about God, although they don't believe in it. And this is the picture that's given to us.